good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninninem Hangsin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the launch of the PM Janman Yojana for the development of tribal areas is ensuring equal rights for regions that were deprived of development for decades. He said this while addressing the gathering after inaugurating the six-day Grameen Bharat Mahotsav in New Delhi. The Prime Minister emphasized that the government is moving forward with the mantra of national development through rural development. Mr. Modi said that as a result of these efforts, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty, with the majority being from rural areas.
2012 में भारत में ग्रामीण गरीबी यानी गांवों में गरीबी करीब 26% थी. 2024 में गांवों में गरीबी घट कर गए. पहले जो 26% गरीबी थी वो 5% से भी कम हो गई है.
Addressing the event, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman highlighted that at this Mahotsav, products from tribals and the Northeast for which artisans have been given collateral-free bank loans will be showcased at the stalls. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will bear the cost of transportation and storage to bridge the price gap between producing and consuming states. During a review meeting with the agriculture ministers of states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan informed that this year the growth rate of the agriculture sector and allied sectors is likely to be between 3.5% and 4%.
कृषि की जो विकास दर है एग्रीकल्चर और एलाइड सेक्टर 3.5 से 4% के बीच रहने की संभावना है. इसके लिए मैं अपने किसान भाइयों को और सभी मंत्रीगणों को सभी राज्यों को बधाई देता हूं क्योंकि आप सबके परिश्रम से ही ये परिणाम आते हैं.
The minister also informed that under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, an amount of around 3.46 lakh crore rupees has been distributed to 11 crore farmers in 18 installments. The Union Health Ministry convened a joint monitoring group meeting in view of rising cases of respiratory illnesses in China in the past few weeks. The meeting was held under the chairmanship of the Director General of Health Services in New Delhi. Experts from the World Health Organization Disaster Management Cell, Integrated Disease Surveillance Program, National Center for Disease Control, Indian Council of Medical Research, Emergency Medical Relief Division, and hospitals participated in the meeting. After detailed discussions and based on the currently available information, it was agreed that the situation in China is not unusual in view of the ongoing flu season. The ministry said it is closely monitoring the situation in China through all available channels, and the World Health Organization has been requested to share timely updates regarding the situation. Chief Minister Nipi Rio has extended warm greetings to all celebrating Thuni from the Chakasang community. In a social media post, Mr. Rio said the festival is a celebration of new harvest and a time to thank the Almighty for good health and a bountiful harvest. The Chief Minister hoped that the festival may bring blessings of well-being in the year ahead. The 38th National Games' torch Tejaswini reached Bageshwar in Uttarakhand, with district sports officials and sport lovers welcoming it. Uttarakhand is hosting National Games for the first time later this month. The torch rally of the Games was flagged off from Haldwani on 26th of December, which will reach Dehradun on January 25 after visiting 99 places in 13 districts. India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall in likely many places over the northeastern states on the 7th and 8th of this month. It said light rain is very likely to occur at isolated places over Nagaland, Assam and Meghalaya during this period. Meanwhile, dense fog is very likely to continue at isolated pockets over Nagaland and its neighbouring states today and tomorrow. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.